Welcome to The Truth Simply Put, the teaching broadcast vehicle of the Basilea Commission. On today's teaching, God's Word, rightly divided in the light of Christ, who is the central theme of the entire scriptures, will come with simplicity, precision, clarity, and power to instruct, admonish, edify, and build you up into the full measure of the stature of Christ. Now, let's dive straight in.
See, we are coming into perfection. People of God, see, we are coming into it, sons of God. We are coming into it. And we've been so prepared for a time like this. We are coming into perfection. In Greek, teleou, we are coming into it. Where we'll be able to express that which we've received. And it's already happening. Because you cannot give what you don't have. I tell people, you cannot love until you know who love is. God is love. And you can only love because you receive love from Him. So you can love on someone genuinely because you know what love is. And when you are able to express that, then I can assure you, you've come into perfection. Expressing what you've received. And that is our duty. We are duty bound. We are under obligation to express that. You see, God won't remember your sins again. But hear me, He won't forget your works. He won't forget your works. He won't forget your works. So powerful been speaking on these days, back to back, that we've been called unto good works. Oh, can you say that with me? Say, I've been called unto good works. Say, I've been called unto good works. Of course, it has been established in this house over and over again that we were not saved by works, lest any man should boast. Right? It has been established that once we were not saved by works, You know, Nigerians, they boost a lot. I just came out from 30 days fasting. I came out from 40 days fasting. After my fasting, this happened, that happened. No, our salvation was not by what you do or what you did not do. But after we were saved unto good works. We were saved unto good works. And this is quite different from good deeds. Yes, we can distinguish that. Good works is not good deeds. And I. Good works is not good deeds. You know, guys who've made money, they've come into wealth, but they want name. We send billions of naira to North Africa, not Nigeria, to take care of malaria and do all those things. Those ones are good deeds. They are not good works. So Bible began to speak in the book of 1 Corinthians 13. He said, even if I give my whole body to be burned, and I have not received from the Father love. He said, what I am doing profited me nothing. Meaning, good works is aimed to profit us. It's to profit you. When you do good, it will profit you. It's not going to profit the person you are, you know, expressing good works towards. But it's for your gain. So Paul will say things like, yeah, remember one of these days that our works will pass through fire. Oh, it got me crying. That it's not an unbeliever that will cry, had I know. It is a believer in Christ. Oh, it's a believer in Christ. We've been called unto good works. And people of God, sons of God, my beloved, I challenge us. Let's be intentional about it. God is so detailed that He won't miss any little thing that you do. He's watching every little thing you do. Every little thing. Let's be more deliberate. Let's be more intentional. Let's be more deliberate about it. Our work, our labor is not in vain. I'm excited in my spirit. Oh, give God a big shout. Woo! Woo! So people are driven by different motives. You see, two guys doing one thing or the other, the same thing. Their motives are different. But by the gospel that we've come into, our motive for doing what we are doing is because one of it should be that God will not forget our good works. Our motive should be that we have been called unto good works. Say, I have been called unto good works. And why? The reason, the only thing that will make you know that what you are doing is a good work is when it glorifies the Father. Yes. When it glorifies the Father. So anything you do, whatever it is you do, ensure that that which you are doing glorifies the Father. Matthew 5 verse 16. Let your light to shine before men, that they may see your good works. Good works. Paul will say in the New Testament. Good works. Oh, he got me. Let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father that is in heaven. Glorify your Father that is in heaven. Oh, our life is for his glory. My life is for his glory. My life is for his glory. Bible says that God will sit in heaven and be glad to see what he does for him. And be happy. And be glorified. My life is for his glory. So don't be slow-footed. Don't be slow-footed. Don't lose your enthusiasm. Don't lose your passion. Don't lose your drive. Don't lose your zeal. Am I communicating? Am I communicating? Don't allow your heart to grow dull. Your heart should not be dull. It's a season we have come into. And Paul said, in this season, we will burn. We will burn. We will burn. We will burn. Somebody shout, I will burn. I will burn. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's a season for us. Thank you, Father. Say, neighbor, keep on the good works. Say, keep on the good works. Because your labor is not in vain. 1 Corinthians 15 verse 58. Therefore, beloved, therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the works of the Lord. Always abounding. Oh, powerful, say, we have not started yet. We will abound. We will abound much more. We will do much more. Always abounding. We will give much more. We will give much more. It's a good work we have been called into. We will pray much more. We will sing much more. We will win so much more. We are not lacking. We are not lacking. I say we won't lack. Say a big amen. Say a big amen. So throw yourself all. Throw yourself into the master's work. Let loose. Give yourself fully for it. Say amen. Amen. I began to tell that God surely won't remember your sins. But it interests me that he won't forget your good works. He won't forget your good works. A scripture caught me. Hebrews. Look at that scripture. The book of Hebrews. Oh, thank you, Father. Oh, thank you, God. Hebrews. We'll be looking at chapter 9, verse 14. And for context, let's start reading from verse 12, for context sake. From verse 12. Not with the blood of goats and calves, but with his own blood, he entered the most holy place once for all, having obtained eternal redemption. Yeah, verse 13. For if the blood of bulls and goats and of the ashes of heifer and sprinkling the unclean sacrifice for the purifying of the flesh. 14. How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal spirit offered himself without spot to God, cleanse your conscience from dead works to serve the living God. Now there's a distinction here to just suppose the sacrifice of the Old Testament and that of the New Testament. Right? So here, the sacrifices that was made in the Old Testament were just for physical cleansing. Right? Physical behavioral modification. and then there's no inward transformation. Right? So, and then scripture is saying, if the sacrifice that was done in the Old Testament was just for outward cleansing of the flesh, it said, how much more the blood of Christ? One of the things the blood did for us was it cleaned our conscience from dead works. So you can't be caught being moody. You can't be caught uninterested. You can't be caught unwilling. Because our conscience has been cleansed, purified to serve the living God. So from that scripture, you could see one of the most important things in that scripture for service required for service is a cleansed conscience. A cleansed conscience. A cleansed conscience. You're not just sitting there trying to receive some information that will spoil your mind, and then things are just passing through your mind. Bible says, guide your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. You don't just sit down there, allow things, allow some gossip to just infiltrate your mind, and then things are going through your mind, and you know some bitterness is going through your mind, and then you sit there, you see, I'm a son of God. No. The blood of Jesus Christ will cleanse our conscience from all dead works. And the essence was to prepare us for good works. We are fit for good works. We are equipped for good works. We are ready for good works. Am I communicating? We join faith with our Father in the house and we declare we are fit for good works. Somebody shout, I am fit for good works. No malice, no bitterness, no anger. No, just mention it. Say, I am fit for good works. I'm fit for good works. Are you fit? Are you fit? You jump when we are jumping. You sing when we are singing. You dance when we are dancing. When we are going, you go. You are giving, you give. Because I am fit. I am fit for good works. I am fit for good works. I am fit for good works. I'm qualified for good works. Because my conscience is cleansed. Am I communicating? Because God does everything a man does. One of the things that will be checkmated will be his heart. Your motive. What is your motive for doing what you do? What's the motive? What's your motive for doing what you do? You want to love on a sister. What's your motive? Our sisters are in need of genuine love. Our brothers are in need of genuine love. So let's not come to the point where you're going to buy me a singlet and I'm asking you, this singlet, is it in the name of the Lord? This necklace you got for me, is it in the name of the Lord? Or is there anything attached to it? Our conscience has been cleansed of dead works and we are fit for good works. Give God a shout. Give God a shout. Give God a shout. Give God a shout. Shout it loud. Say, I am fit for good work.
Well, that's it for today's teaching. We trust it has been worth your time. For more of these messages from our stables, kindly subscribe to our teaching podcast at www.thebasileacommission.podbean.com or via the Podbean app on your mobile device. For inquiries and further information, kindly send us an email to info@thebasileacommission.org or find us on social media with the handles at The Truth Simply Put or at WAR The Church. You can also send us an SMS, call us, or connect with us via WhatsApp on +234 70 881 8864. Finally, if you would like to give to support the work that we do, kindly follow the Patreon link in our podcast or contact our office for details. Thank you.